Yemishnayis Mesechta Horias. Perakalef Mishnalef. Horu Bezdin Lavor Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Batero. If Bezdin gave out a psak that it's mutter to be over one of the Surim of the Torah. The Mora says the case is, let's say, Bezdin Paskins, that a certain type of a chilev is mutter to eat. They gave out this psak by mistake. Now, v'holach ha-yochid v'oso. Shoigigapiyam, a yochid, one of Klai Yisrael, goes and listens to the Bezdin, and he eats now this chilev. Even though maybe you once heard it was oso, but now we hear the Bezdin Paskins, it's mutter, and he doesn't know better, so he listens to Bezdin. That's called Biyosi. He goes Shoigig Apiyam, and he does Shoigig because of Bezdin. Now, Bein also, where the Bezdin eats this Chalev also, the Yosi Moyim, this person eats it with the Bezdin. Bein also, where the Bezdin eats the Chalev today, the Yosi Achrayim, and this person eats it tomorrow, the next day. Or else, Bein also, even if the Bezdin themselves did not eat this Chalev, but just the also, this Yochid went and ate the Chalev, because of the Shigras, because he relied upon Bezdin, therefore Potter, our Mishnah knows the Chiddush that he's Potter from the Korban Chattis. Even though usually when a Yochid does a Chet like this, even Chalev, something that Yechai b'mezid chorus, if you do it for Shogeg, usually Yechai b'korban, here you're Potter from the Korban because you're being Toila b'das Bezdin, you're relying upon Bezdin's Psak. The Mishnah says, v'nei shatol of a Bezdin, because you're relying upon Bezdin's Psak. What's going to be Hora Bezdin? Let's say Bezdin also paskin that Chalev is Mutter. And the Yodai Echad Miem Shato, one of the Dayonim in Bezdin realizes that they made a mistake. Or your else a Talmud, not one of the Dayonim, but a Talmud sitting in front of the Dayonim. This is a Talmud that knows how to paskin. He understands Halacha and he Kasei Svaris. Now, the Holach V'Yosal Pihen. Now, either this Yochid of the Dayan or else this Talmud that knows the Bezdin made a mistake, still he made a mistake and he goes and eats this Chalev. The Gemara explains because he thinks that since Bezdin Paskin it's Mutter, even though they made a mistake, still there's a mitzvah Lishmer Divichomim. That was his mistake. Now, Ben Shosu V'Yosi Mohen, whether the Bezdin themselves are also eating this Chalev and this Yochid is eating it with them, Ben Shosu, whether the Bezdin ate it today, the Yosach Reim, and this person eats it later on. Bein Shloi also the Yosu, even if the Bezdin themselves did not eat this Chalev. Just this Yochid eats the Chalev by himself, he is a Reza Chayiv, in this case he's Chayiv a Korban Chattis. Mipnei why? Shloi Tol of a Bezdin, he's not relying completely on Bezdin, as he himself knows that Bezdin made a mistake. So he's not relying totally on Bezdin's Psak. And therefore the Gemara asks, like, why is he Shloi, why is he Chayiv a Korban altogether? The Chori is amazed. And the answer is, like we said, because he's a little bit relying on the fact that he's a mitzvah l'shmei adivir chomim. So even though he knows they made a mistake, he thought still was a mitzvah to listen to them. And that was his mistake. But it's not called a mistake that he's a shogag in the actual psak of Bezdin. Therefore, he's chayiv a korban. And the Mishnah says, mifnei shaloi tol of a Bezdin, he did not rely upon Bezdin. And zeh klal, this is the general rule, that ha-tola b'yatzmai chayiv. If you rely upon yourself, then you chayiv a korban if you do it b'shaygig. But v'yatel of a Bezdin potter, whenever you rely upon Bezdin's psak, that's the case that you have potter from your own korban. And the Gemara dashens from a posik, and really the Gemara says that our Mishnah is a machlokes, that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but there is a Chachamim Shita that argues and says no, that even a yochid that relies upon Bezdin, he's also chayiv a korban. There's only a p'tur when you have Rav Tzibur relies upon Bezdin, then there's a new chiddush being a korban, a power, we'll see later on. Mishnah Beis. Hoira Bezdin made out of psak, that this chalev is muta. V'yodu sheto, and Bezdin later realizes that they made a mistake, and v'chozovem, they retract from their psak. Now, bein sheviyu kaprosim, whether the korban they brought, the special korban, is supposed to bring a korban power, or vein shlahevi kaprosim, or the Bezdin did not bring their korban yet. Now, v'holach v'yosra p'yem, a yochid goes now, and this yochid does not realize that Bezdin retracted, and he goes and eats chalev now, because he thinks Bezdin passes there, it's still mutter. So Rabbi Shimon pointed, Shimon says, yes, this yochid is still potter for the korban, he's still considered a toila, but does Bezdin, he's potter for the korban. For Rabbi Eliezer, why may know, sofik, it's considered a sofik, it's a doubt, whether he's toila, but does Bezdin, or it's considered toila, but yatzmoy. And therefore some say that he has to bring a korban, oshem toli. as the Mishnah says, Ezel Sofik. What's the case that's considered a Sofik? When is he considered a Sofik? Yoshev Lech B'teich Beisai Chayiv. If the person is back at home, so then he's Chayiv Korban. He's not called like so much a Tola B'das Bezdin, because since he's at home, he should have asked around to see if Bezdin retracted or not. But since he did not ask, therefore he's Chayiv Noshem Toli. This is the case that he's Chayiv Noshem Toli. What's going to be Holoch Lele Vedinas Hayom? Let's say the person went on a trip, went over the ocean, and over there there's nobody to ask. So then Taka Potter, then he's still Potter from a Korbin, because it's still considered his Tola B'das Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Moidani Bezir, I agree to you, Shukarov Lifto Minachayv. Then the case where the person went to Medina Sayom, the other side of the ocean, there's more reasoning to say he should be potter from a korbin, his sitter the tail of Adas Bezdin, rather to say than his chayiv. Omoloi Benazi asks back to Abkiv and says, Maishno Zem in a Yeshiva Beisai? No, what's the difference? What's the difference whether the person is sitting at home or the person went away? In both cases, he thinks that Bezdin still passed under its mutter. So he's being a tail of Adas Bezdin. So what's the difference? The answer is, if he's sitting at home, it's his fault. He should have found out. He should have asked around his Bezdin still holds from this Pesach or not. And since he did not find out, it's his fault. It's called Tehle B'das Atzmai. But Vizer, the person that went away on the trip, he has nobody to hear from. Therefore, he still considered a Tehle B'das Bezdin. He is Potter from a Korban. Mishnah Gimel. Hoiru Bezdin Laker Es Kol Aguf. Let's say Bezdin made a mistake, and the psak was that the whole Aveir is mutter completely. Like Lamoshal Omru, they said, Ein Nida Batera, there's no halacha of a Nida. And even though your wife sees Dam, still she's mutter, there's no parsha of Nida at all. Or else, Ein Shabbos Batera, Bezdin Paskins, there are no malachis that are also on Shabbos. Or else, Ein Avoida Zara Batera, there's no Issa to worship an Avoida Zara Midiraisa. If the Bezdin made such a mistake, Hari Elu Peturim. Even if the rogue Tziba listens to Bezdin, Bezdin is potter from being in their own korban the power, because it is not called that people relied upon Bezdin. Such a mistake that it's against something that says open in the Torah, that's not called relying upon Bezdin. There's no such sack like this, and therefore whoever does it is chayv their own korban chattis. What's going to be Yehoiro Lovato Mixas, Ulakaya Mixas? Bezdin made a psak that part of the mitzvah, part of the yisra is muta, but part is the losa. Then Then if you listen to Bezdin, that's called you are toilah. You're relying upon the psak Bezdin, and then the yochid is potter from the korban. Now elu harelu chayovim. Yekaitza, what's the case? Armul yesh nida b'torah. The Bezdin says yes. We admit there's an issa nida midiraisa. Havala bo al shemeres yom keneged yom potter. The locher is, let's say an isha first sees a cycle, first sees a period, so she's tummy for 7 days. After that, midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah if she stops seeing and she's tor. The next 11 days, if she sees one day, so locher is, she's only tummy that one day. If she does not see the next day she can go to the mikvah. But that day that she saw, she is tummy, that's called the shmeras yom keneged yom. So if there's no paskin that day, she's mutter. So it's only called the mixas. They agree there's a tumas nida, just they don't know from the loch of shmeros yom keneged yom. Or else yei Shabbos pater. Bezdin paskins there is an issa Shabbos. There is an issa to do malachas on Shabbos. Avo, but they're only matter one malacha. But they say that hamoitzim reshus hayochad reshus rabim potter. If you carry out from reshus yochad reshus rabim, you potter on Shabbos. That's all. This is the one malacha they said it's mutter. The same thing yei Shabbos gezar pater. They paskin yes there is an issa by gezar mitiraisa. If somebody just bows down to the Avodah Zarah, this one Avodah is Potter. In such a case, if Rav of the Tzibah listens to Bezdin, then Bezdin is chayav to bring their special power for the Chet of the Tzibah. Because the Pasuk says, that part of the mitzvah, part of the Avodah was forgotten. So Darshan Dover, part of it, not if the Bezdin made a mistake in the whole mitzvah. If they made a mistake in the whole mitzvah, that's not called a psak. Nobody's supposed to listen to them. Therefore, they are potter, and the yechidim that do it, each one of them is chayav their own korban chatas.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hoiru Bezdin, Bezdin gave a psak to Bezdin Agodol, v'yodah echad mihem sheto, and one of the dayonim, one of the people in the Bezdin, knows that they made a mistake. V'yom alehem, And this Dayan says to the rest of them, Toyimatem, Yishno, you're making a mistake, your psak is wrong. So this one Dayan does not agree with the rest of the Dayanim. Oishlohoya Mufla Shabezdin Shom. Or else another case, that the Mufla, that's the chief, like the Av Bezdin, the Mufla, the most smartest one, was not there at the time when the Sanhedrin Gadol made the psak. Even if there was 71, but since the Mufla was not there, it's not called the psak Bezdin. Another case is Oishahoya Echod Mehen Ger. Let's say one of them was a Ger, one of the Dayanim was a Ger, that's not fit to be a Dayan. Oy Mamzer, else one of the Dayanim was a Mamzer, also not fit. Oy Nostin, also one of the Nasinim, his Givonim, his Gai, Bishas Yeshua. Oy Zokin, Shle Royal Levonim. Or else an older person that's not fit to have any children, he also has a psul, he's not fit to be a Dayan. Because he doesn't have so much Rachamonis anymore, doesn't have so much pity anymore, since he doesn't have children anymore. As a Zokin, Shle Royal Levonim, Hari Elub Turin. In such a case, if this type of a Bezdin made a psak, it's not called the Haroz Bezdin, therefore the people that listen to them, they're part of this Korban Sibor of a power, and rather we consider it all like Yechidim, each one has to bring separately their own Kisva Oisiro. Shinem Makang, as it says over here, Edo, Shinem Alhan, it says in another place, Edo. Says, Bishoftu Edo, so we dashin, Ma Edo Ho Amur Lahalan, just like the word Edo when it says over there. It means Achiyu Kula Muriel Haro. That means the whole Bezdin, everybody there has to be fit to be a Dayin. Is Af Eidu Amurakani Rosso by the Taloch of Helam Davar. It also means Achiyu Kulam Ruyam Laro, till all the Dayanim there are fit to be a Dayin. And if one of them is missing, that's not called the Psak Haro's Bezdin. What's going to be Hairu Bezdin Shegagin? True, Bezdin makes a mistake. They pass Kin Chelev is Mutta by mistake. And we also call our call a Shegagin. All the whole congregation, right with the Siba listens to the Bez Nagodol. So this is the case that Mevi and Par. This is the classical case that is called the Par Helam Dovor, that we have to bring a Par because of the Chet of the Tzibur. What's going to be the case Mezidin? Let's say Bezdin made a Psak Bemezid. They made it wrong. They made a Bemezid willingly. We also Shagigin, but the Tziba listens to the Bezdin. So Mevi and Kisvo Sira, every Yochid has to bring his own separate carbon, and that's not considered a Helam Dover, since there's no real Psak of Bezdin B'Shagig. So each Yochid that does it, true, they're Shagigin, they have to bring their own special carbon Chattis. What's going to be Shagigin? True, let's say Bezdin makes a Psak B'Shagig, by mistake, but we also Mizidim, the Tziba that listens, knows that Bezdin made a mistake, and they do it B'Mezid. Sarei Lepturin, in this case, the Bezdin is Potter from the Par Helam Dover, because it's not cool that there was a Psak B'Shegeg, and the Tzibah listened also B'Shegeg. Mishnehei, Hoiru Bezdin, Bezdin makes a Psak, the Bezdin HaGodol, the also call a Kal, and the whole Tzibah listens to them. Oiru Benapim, or else the majority of Klai Yisrael, listens to the Bezdin HaGodol. This is the case again, Mevi and Par, that the Bezdin has to bring a special power. We'll see later exactly who brings it, Bezdin or the Shvatim, the power Helam Dover. What's going to be an Avoy Dezorah? Let's say Bezdin Paskin wrong, they're allowed to do a special type of an Avoy Dezorah, and Roy with the Tzibah listen to Bezdin. Now the Lachar is Mevi and the power of the Sawyer. There's not only a power, which here the power is the Korban Olam, but he also has to bring a Sawyer, that's the Korban Chattis. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the Bezdin has to bring the Korban. By regular Chet, it's a par, and by Avoy Dezorah, it's a par and a Sawyer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shnei Masa Shvatim, Mevi and Shnei Masa Purim. By regular Chet, when the Bezdin HaGodol Paskin and 12 Shvatim listen to the Bezdin HaGodol, Rove of the 12 Shvatim, of each Shevet, Rove of the listen, Halachar is, each Shevet has to bring his own special power. It's not considered a power upon a korban upon Bezdin, but it's called a power upon each shevet. That's the power Helam Dover. Or the Avoy Dezorah. Let's say Bezdin passing wrong on a chet of Avoy Dezorah, and also the Yud Beis Shvatim. Listen, so Mevi and Shnei Masa Purim. These each shevet has to bring a power. Or Shnei Masa Sirim. Each shevet has to bring its own sawyer, its own goat. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds Shloisha Asa Purim. By regular chet, there are 13 Purim. If Shimon holds, not only does the 12 Shvatim each one have to bring their own, but there's a separate one for the Bezdin HaGodol. So together there are 13 Purim. And the same thing of Avoy Dezorah. Let's say the Bezdin HaGodol paskin wrong. By a chet of an Avoy Dezorah, they paskin, you let it bow down to the Avoy Dezorah.
So again, Shloishos Purim, who Shloishos Asirim. There are 13 Purim, 12 for the 12 Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin, and the same thing for the Sirim. Par of Yisroel L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. Each Shevet has to bring its own par, its own ox, and its own goat. Par V'Soyel L'Bezdin, who are in the Bezna Godol, has to bring their own par and their own soil. What's going to be Hoira Bezdin V'Yosu Shiva Shvatim? Let's say the Bezna Godol Paskin on a Chet, they made a mistake, they glad he chalif. V'Yosu Shiva Shvatim, and only 7 Shvatim listen to them. Oy Ruben Apimros, most of the Shvatim listened. No, so Shiva Shvatim means in a case, even though it's not the majority of the population, Oy Ruben means if you have the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael, even though it's less than 7 Shvatim. In such a case, Mevi and Par, that's called the Tzibur did the Chet, and therefore the Bez not to bring a Par, or Bavoy Dezor, if the Chet was Bavoy Dezor, Mevi and Par, Vesoya Divur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, if just one Shevet does the Chet, there's no Chiv Korban. That's only when you have either 7 Shvatim, the majority of the Shvatim, or else the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, that then the Bezdin has to bring the Par, or by Avoy Dezor, with the Par and the Soya. Rabbi Yehuda holds Shiva Shvatim Shechotu. Let's say 7 Shvatim listen to the Psak of Bezna Godol, Mevi, and Shiva Purim. These 7 for sure have to bring each one their own Par. The Shaushar Shvatim Shlechotu, Yehuda's Chiddush is the other 5 Shvatim that did not listen to the Bezna Godol, Mevi, and Aidein Par. They also get schlepped along like the Gurin, that they have to bring a korban because of the other Shvatim. Shach Eilu Shlechotu, Mevi, and Aidein Achotim. Even these 5 Shvatim that did not do the Chet, they also have to bring a korban because of the other 7 that did. And the Gemara comes out that the current review is Lav Davka if you have 7. Even if only 1 Shevet listened to the Bezna Godol, still all the other Shvatim Agurim, they would also have to bring a korban par. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon Aparim, he holds no, there's no Din Gurim. If 7 Shvatim listen, so those 7 Shvatim have to bring each one a par, and the 8th one is that the Bezna has to bring also. Let's say it was a Chet Avoy Dezorah, then Shimon Aparim, you have to bring 8 Parim, or Shimon Asirim, same thing, 7 for the Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin. Par v'soyu l'choshev v'shev, each shev brings its own par v'soyu, or par v'soyu l'bezdin. Such a Shimon holds that when you have that again, each shev has to bring its own korban and the bezdin. But a yag is on Yav Yehuda that the other shvatim do not have to bring a korban. What's going to be hoiru bezdin shel echud min hashvatim? Let's say not the bezdin hagodol, but one of the bezdin of each shevet. Let's say Binyamin's bezdin paskin wrong. And Shevet Binyamin listened to their Bezdin. So locha is Oisai HaShevet Uchayiv. That Shevet has the locha as the Hurra Bezdin, and they'll have to bring a par. But Yashar Kol HaShvatim, the rest of the Shvatim, Pturim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, here, where it's only a private Bezdin of one Shevet, when he passed in wrong, and one Shevet listen, only that Shevet has to bring. The other Shvatim here do not have to bring. The Chomar and the Chomar say no, even in this case, Ein Chayovim Elal Herois Bezna Godobovad. The only time there's a Chiyav to bring the special power, the power of Helam Dover, is called the Korban HaTzibur, only if it was a Psak from the Bezna Godol, not from a private Bezdin of each Shevet. Shinam and the Pasuk says, V'yim Kol Adas Yitzchol Yishku, V'lo Yadas Oisi HaShevet. It's not enough Yadas of that Shevet, but it has to be the Yadas of Kol Yisrael. In other words, you can't just have the bezn of that shevet, but it has to be the bezn agodol of the whole Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Perek Sheni, Mishnalach. Hoiro koin Moshiach liatzmon. Let's say the koin Moshiach means the koin godol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha by the Bayis Arishon, the Slad, the Shemen HaMishcha. So the loch of a koin godol is that shoigeg, he has to paskin wrong first for himself, and then v'yosa shoigeg, if he does the action, first he has to make his own psak, that this type of chelev shal hadakin, the chelev on top of the intestines is mutter, and then he goes and eats the chelev according to his psat. So in such a case, maybe par, the special loch, he does not have a loch like a regular yochid, but rather he has to bring a special par, that's called the par of a kohen gadol. What's going to be though, shogeg v'yosa mezid, let's say he passed in wrong, but he did it the mezid, or else mezid, he passed in wrong the mezid, v'yosa shogeg, and he came to the shogeg, potter, he's potter from his special power. Shiroi's koin Moshiach liatzmoi, koiroi is the bezdin latzibur. Because the same aloha, just like bezna godla, when he paskins for the tzibur, has to be a psaka pi shoigig, and a si aide shoigig, the same thing with koin godla, he has to paskin wrong by himself aide shoigig, and he has to do the action also aide shoigig. Then he's chayv in a por. Otherwise, though, he's potter from a korban. Mishnah Beis. Hoiro bifnei atzmoi, vi also bifnei atzmoi. Regular case, the Kohen Gadol paskened wrong for himself, and he did the action, he actually ate the chalev, b'shoigig. So, mischapolei bifnei atzmoi, he brings his own korban par, that's mechap of him for himself. What's going to be though, hoiro in hatzibur? Let's say he paskened chalev is muta, the same way the Bezdin HaGadol also paskened that chalev is muta. For Yosri and Atzibur, in the same way the rest of the Tzibur listens to the Bezdin HaGadol, and they eat Chalev, he also eats Chalev because of his own Psak. So in such a case, since the Tzibur has the Chiyuv to bring their own power, Mischapolo Yim Atzibur, the Kohen Gadol here does not have to bring his own power, he has the Kapora with the Tzibur's power. Shein Bezdin Chayovim Atshiyur Levato Mixas, or Lekayim Mixas, because they have similar halachas, the same way that the Bezdin HaGadol is only a chai of a korban when the tzibur listens on a psak that he made wrong. Achiyur, when he gave a psak, levato, to take away part of the mitzvah of Oidazorah, but he agreed that there is an aver of Oidazorah. V'chein HaMashiach, the same thing applies to the Kohen Gadol, that he's only chayiv if he paskin wrong on an avera, half of the avera. Not that he was mat the chelev completely, just he said that this type of chelev is muta. For loybi avoydazora, the same thing applies by the chetav avoydazora, achiyur levato mixas lakai mixas, until there was a psak to be mevato mixas and to be makai mixas. So since the aloch of a tzibur has the same aloch like a kohen godom, therefore when the tzibur brings a par, it also is mechaper for the chet of the kohen godom. Mishnah Gimel. Ein chayovim el al helem dover im shikagas hamaisa. That the tzibur, they're only chai of the korban par helem dover if there was a psak halacha from the Bezdin HaGadol, and the tzibur listened to the psak. V'chein HaMashiach, the same thing applies by the Kohen Gadol. He's only chai of his korban par if he passed in wrong first, and then he did the action. B'shoigig. V'chein b'avodah zarah, the same thing applies by the chet of avodah zarah. That ein chayovim ela al helem dover im shikagas hamaisa. Only if there was first a psak, whether it was at the Bezdin HaGadol or the Kohen Gadol, and then they did the action b'shoigig. Now, ein bezdin chayovim at shiyore b'dover shesdoy nekoros v'shirgos achates. The Bezdin HaGadol, when they give a wrong psak, there's only this pash of par helem dover. It was a psak upon such an avera that if a regular person would do it b'mezid, he would at least be chayiv koros. Now that he does it b'shoigig, he's chayiv achates. Sif a yochid does it, he's chayiv his own separate chates, a kiss for a sirah. But now that the tzibur did it, our peep sak bezdin to chayiv the special powers. V'chein HaMashiach, the same thing applies by the Kohen Gadol, that he's only chayiv his special power if it was a psak and avera of chiyuv koros. V'loy b'yavoy d'zoro, at shiyur adover shezdoy nekoros v'shirgos nechates. Even by the chet of avoy d'zoro, if the Bezdin HaGadol or the Kohen Gadol paskin on something that does not have a chiyuv koros, they would not be chayiv a korban. Only on an avoda zara, an avoda that's chayiv koros. Like the most of the paskin wrong to say you're allowed to kiss the avoda zara, or you're allowed to hug the avoda zara, that's only an isra asay, there's no chayiv koros. There would not be a korban. Only if they paskin you're allowed to worship the avoda zara, that then if somebody does have amazed it's chayiv koros at least, then b'shaygeh you have the chiyuvim of the korbanos. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Ein chayovin al esay. An issa about coming in when you're talking to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's an issa rasei means if you're inside you have to go out, or whether it's loisa say not to come in, there's no chiyuv korban helem dover. If the Bezdin HaGadol, the paskin's wrong, they let us stay in the Beis HaMikdash, and the person tzibur listens, there's no chiyuv korban. And the Gemara explains the reason is because even if a yochid does this chet of coming into the Beis HaMikdash when it's tamei, the chiyuv korban then is a korban oil of yerid. Whether you're rich, you bring a par, if not, you bring a mincha, if not, you bring birds. So there's no halach of par helam dover. It's only on a chet that if a yochid would do it, if he chayiv a korban achat is kavua, then b'tzibur there's this par. But here that it's not a korban tavu, it's a korban olu v'yorid, there's no halach of a par helam dover. And the same thing, v'ein mevi'im oshom tolui alese v'yaloise seshev amigdash. Also, Gemara learns out from the same type of a drosha, that the korban oshom tolui is if you have a doubt whether you did the aveir or not, it's only on such a chet that if you vade did the chet, you chayev a korban kavua, a chatas kavua. Not in the case we only chayev a korban olu v'yorid. Avul chayovim alese v'yaloise seshev anida. For nisar asei, or aloise seshev anisar nida, which is a chi of chorus, but you would do it b'shoigig a yochid is chayev a korban chatis, so then if the bez nagod of paskin wrong, there would be a chiyev par helam dover. Now, the Yisra Aseh, the Gemara in Shavuos came out that it means, in a case where a man was living with his wife, and in the middle of the biyah, she became an ida. So there's a loch how he has to be perish. He should not be perish with an eivor chai, but he has to wait until the eivor is mace, then there's less enjoyment, less tanoh, then he should go out. So if he goes out the wrong way, he'll be chai of a korban. Now, mevi'im oshom toli al esay, v'yaloisase shebenida. Let's say Yochid has a doubt, has a suffix, whether he lived with an ida or not, whether he went out the wrong way or not, he has a suffix whether he did the chet, he would be chai v'noshom toli. Now, eizah he mitzvah sase shebenida, what's considered the mitzvah essay of an ida? That's proish min an ida, like we explain how to go out from an ida. In the case, if you're living with your wife and then she becomes a nida, she's pierced a nida, so how do you go out? That's a loch of the essay. And a mitzvah lois essay means poshid, lois sobe elanid, do not live with your wife when she's a nida. Mishnah Hey. Ein chayovin al shmias hakoil. In the case, shmias hakoil means a person knows edus, and he holds it back, and he swears false that he does not know the edus, and really he knows the edus. The Yabitis for Soim, somebody Stam swears, makes a Shua Shov. He swears that he did eat, and really he did not eat. The Yatumas Mitish Kadoshev, or else somebody walked into the Beis Migdish when he was Tomei. Or else, Salochur is Ein Chayovim, that Yinat Chayiv, meaning Bez Nagodl, if they pass wrong on these Chatoim, so that Tziba does no Chiv Korbin, a par Helam Dover on these Chatoim. Again, the same reason as the Mishnah before, since these Chatoim, the korban is not a korban kavua, it's not a set korban, but it depends upon the person. It's a korban oilu v'yorid, how rich or how poor he is. Therefore, there's no parsha of par helam dover of a tziba. V'ha nosi ki yoitza behem. Tivu Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a nosi, the melech, is also potter from his korban soyer if he does one of these three chatoim. Now, about a shmiyas koil, that everybody agrees, that a melech, he does not have to come to say edus. Therefore, if he swears false that he does not know Edis, and really he knows, he's potter. So Rabbi Yosiol, since he's potter from the parish of Shmias Koil, he's also potter from the other two Karbonos also. Therefore, the Nasi does not have to bring a korban for the chet of Vitas Fosayim or Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. Rabbi Akiva says no, Ha Nasi Chayiv Vakulon Chutz Mishmias HaKoil, that a Nasi the Melech is Chayiv in a korban of a Shuas Bitoy or a Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. He's only potter from the korban by a shmiyas hakoil. Why? She a melech loydon v'loydon noisoy. A melech cannot be a dain, or we do not paskin against him. Loy meid v'loymid noisoy. He cannot come to be an aid anyway, and we do not say this against him. So since the melech cannot be an aid anyway, when he swears false, it's not called the shvua shav because he cannot say the aidus anyway. Therefore, he's potter from the korban shvua of a shmiyas hakoil. But the other two, Rabbi Kiva holds, he's chayif. Yeah, Mishneh Vav. Kol ha mitzvahs sheva Torah, all mitzvahs of the Torah, shechayov malzdoine chorus. If somebody does it, amazed at his chayiv chorus. V'asher gosle chatis. If a person does it, b'shoig, he does the chet, b'shoig, ginamal, his chayiv chatis. So what type of a korban does he bring? So it's like this. Ha yochid, a regular person, a regular Jew, maybe kisvo esira. He has a choice either to bring a she lamb, or else to bring a she goat. V'ha nosi. What about if a king, a melech, does the chet? Soyer, he has to bring a he-goat. U'moshiach u'bezdin. What about the kohen gadol? That again, paskin wrong and that does the action b'shoigeg. Or else the bezna gadol paskin wrong and the tzibo listened. Mevi and par, they both have to bring a korban par. U'va'avoyd u'zoro. Let's say they do the chet of avoyd u'zoro. Sahayochid, if it's a regular Jew that does the chet. Or else v'ha nosi, or even a melech. Or else v'ha moshiach, even the kohen gadol. Mevi and Sira, here the halacha is that even the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Sira, a she goat. That's his korban. which really means it's an A is a bar shenosa, 1 year old, because the pasuk says the nefesh achas techto b'shkogo, the griva A is a bar shenosa lachatas. So we darshin it's kol yochid, even though he's a melech or a yochid or kohen gadol, he has a chiv to bring this sira. Oh, bezdin, what about if bezdin the tziba paskin wrong? Then it's a par of the soyer. By the chet of avodah zara, it has to be a par with the soyer. Par liyelo, the par is brought for korban oylo, v'soyer lechatis. The soyer is brought for korban chatis. So here's the case that a kohen gadol does not bring a par by avodah zara, but instead he brings the korban a sira. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Zayin. Oshem Toli. Let's say somebody did a chet, and he has a suffix, he has a doubt whether he ate chelev or not. There are two pieces there, chelev and shumin, kosher and treif, he's not sure which one he ate. So usually it's chayv and oshem toli. So ha-yochid v'hanosi chayovim, a regular Jew, or even the melech, if he does such a chet, he has a suffix whether he did it or not, he has to bring a korban oshem toli. But on Mashiach, the best, the kain godol, u'bezdim p'turim, they're potter from Noshim Toli. We had before the case the Bezdin Paskin wrong and the Tzibur listen, but had a suffix whether they listened or not. So they're potter from Noshim Toli. And the Gemara Dashan of Sukim, as the Postig says, the Chiprol of Akurin Asher Gosa Asher Shogag Vula Yoda, the Darshan Misha Chatos Rogosa Shopin, it's only somebody that is Chayiv a regular Chatis with the Shigigas Mais alone, and just that he's Shogig in the Maisa without a Psak. If we be chayiv a chatis, then if he has a suffix, he's chayiv a noshim toli. Mashenk and a kohen gadol and the bezdin, where they're only chayiv with a helam dover, it was first a wrong psak. So therefore, if they have a suffix if they did the avera, there's no korban noshim toli. Oshim vaday, what about where they know for sure they did the chet, and there are five cases where you normally you chayiv a noshim, which is asham gizelus, asham milos, asham shikach rufa, asham nazir, and noshim etzayra. So ha-yochir if you are yochir as v'yanosi y'melech v'amashir ha-kohen gadol chayovim. They're chayovim in these ha-shamis. U'bezdim p'turim. By bezdim tzibur, there's no inyan of an oshim. An oshim is only by yochid, not by yitzibur. Because the bezdim is only chayiv on a chet that you chayiv chorus on, and these chatoim are not chayiv chorus, therefore there's no chayiv oshim by a bezdim. Now, al shmiyas akel, what about the chet for you hold back, you swear false about edus, for your abitus for soyim, you make a shvua shav, you swear false that you really ate, you didn't, and you say you did not eat, for your tumash mikdash kodeshav, where you went into the base of mikdash when you were tamei, so bezdin pturim, bezdin passing upon one of these averis, so there's no chiyah parahelum dover. Again, since the korban is not a korban kavua, it's a korban oil of a yarid, therefore there's no pasha of a kain of a parahelum dover. This time holds that even a kohen gadol is also chayiv on the chet of on these chatoyim. El only shein kohen gadol chayiv atumas mitzvah kadosh shadibur Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds a new p'tur that a kohen gadol he's potter from the avera of tumas mitzvah kadosh. But on the other two he holds chayiv, even though the kohen gadol needs a psak halacha first. He does not make this p'tur, even need a p'sak. He holds no a kohen gadol would be chayiv in the other two. Just in tumas mitzvah shekadoshav, here he holds yipot in the Gemara Dashan's aposik. Why he says, "Pasiv isha sheyitamu leyischatav nichasu nefeshi mitecha kal." It has to be mishchata shavu lekal. Yotzekoyim Mashiach that his chet is not doimed to the kal, that he needs a p'sak, and the kal does not need a p'sak first. Therefore, for the tumas mitzvah shekadoshav, Rabbi Shimon holds the kohen gadol is potter from the korban. For Mohem Evim, when they have to bring the carbon, what carbon do they bring? Carbon oil of Yerit. Like even the Nasi, when he has to bring these a carbon for these Averis, he has to bring a regular carbon oil of Yerit. Rabbi Lezer Raymond now, Hanasi may be Sawyer. A Nasi Melech does not have the carbon oil of Yerit, but rather when he's Chayiv a carbon, even for these type of an Averis, the carbon would be his carbon Sawyer, the he goat, and not a carbon oil of Yerit. We hold our Techachomim that they hold here, like when does a Nasi bring a special carbon? By a carbon kavua. But here with this carbon is the carbon Eloviyarid, on this type of a carbon, even a Nasi brings the regular carbon Eloviyarid. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Koyen Moshiach Shechoto, a Koyen Godol, that was Nimshach with the Shemana Mishra, he did an Avera, he ate Chalif, he passed in wrong for us, then he ate the Chalif. V'yachakach Ovim Shechusayim. and then he was taken away from his position. They appointed another Kohen Gadol. He's no more Kohen Gadol. The same thing with the Melech. Shechot, he did the Chet when he was a Melech. And then they took him off. From his position, he's no more king. So what's the locha? Kohen Moshiach mevi par. They still bring their special kabonis that they would bring, b'shas they did the Chet. Even though now, they're not a Kohen or they're not a Melech anymore. Still, the Kohen Moshiach is mevi par. V'hanosi mevi soyer, and the Melech still has to bring his special soyer, his special he-goat, even though he's not a Melech anymore. Mishnah Beis. Kohen Moshiach shavim shechusai. Let's say a Kohen Gadol that was taken off from his position. And then he first did the chet. Then he first ate the chelif. V'chein hanosi, the same thing with the Melech. Shofa migdolosa. First he was taken off his position. V'yachakachot. And then he did the chet. He ate the chelif. So what's the loch here? Kohen Moshiach mevi par. The Kohen Gadol still has the locha, even though he's taken off from his position and he first did the chet. Then still he has to bring the par. But v'hanosi kehedyet, the Melech, when he's taken off from position, he's like a regular hedyet. And with Hashem, Sukkim, the Pasuk says, Asher nosi yechete, mashna, only when he's a nosi, and not afterwards. Mashengim, by a kohen, it's mashma, anytime he was a kohen, a gadol, he has the chiyuvim to bring a par. Mishnah Gimel, chotu achloi nismanu. Let's say these people did the chatoyim before he became a kohen gadol, or before he became a melech. He did it when he was a regular hedyetim. The Yachakach Nismanu, and then this Kohen became a Kohen Gadol, or the person became a king, a Melech. Harielu Kedyet, them Shita, since the Chet was done, B'Shat or a Hedyet, their Korban is like a regular Hedyet, and they have to bring a regular kiss for Siro. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Oim, it depends. Im Noi Dolahem, Achaloi Nismanu Chayovim. If they know they did the Chet before they became a Kohen Gadol or Melech, and Echnami, since the Chet and the Idiyah was the one they were a Hedyet, they have to bring a regular korban like a hedyet. But umishimanismanu, let's say they first realized they did the chet after they were appointed to be either Kohen Gadol or a Melech, then pturim. Because of Shimono, they have to have the chet and the idea at the same time. Here the chet was when he was a hedyet, and the idea is later when he's a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, so he holds that potter from a korban. Yezeyu hanosi, who was considered the nosi, we're always talking about. Zeha Melech, that's the Melech Yisro, the king. Shneimer the Pasuk says, so what does that mean to say? They were talking about a nosi here, which means nosi shein agava velo Hashem alakov. A nosi means like a melech that nobody is higher above him. The only one that's above him is Hashem, nobody else. So that's the melech, that he's the highest position. Mishnah Dalet, v'yezel hamashiach, who's always considered the mashiach, hamashiach b'shem and hamishcha, means the kohen that's appointed with the Shem and HaMishcha that they had Bezman Moshe and the Bayis HaRishon. Now, Loi HaMruba B'Begodim, but not the Kohanim that were in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, that there was no more Shem and HaMishcha, they were a Kohen Gadol because they wore the 8 Begodim. He does not have the halacha of a Kohen Mashuach, he does not bring a par. The Ein Ben Kohen HaMashuach, the Shem and HaMishcha, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol that was appointed with the special Shem and HaMishcha, the special oil that was made Bezman Moshe, between a regular Kohen Gadol of the Bayis HaSheni, which was only appointed because they wore the 8 Begodim, Ela Par HaBo HaKol HaMitzvahs, only the special Korban, that this, the Torah says, of a Kohen Gadol does the Chet with his own Psak first, and then he does B'Shoig, he has to bring a Par, that only applies to a Kohen Gadol HaMashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, but not with the Kohen, that's only Merubah Begodim. That a Kohen Merubah Begodim, he only has to bring a regular kiss for Asira, like a regular yochit. Now, v'yein bein kohen mishamish, there's no difference between a kohen that's actually doing the avodah, that is the kohen gadol right now, l'kohen shavar, to the kohen that was taken off. In other words, first the kohen gadol became posel, became a bakeri. So they appointed a second one. Then when the first one becomes tor, the second one goes off. So that one that goes off, our tan holds, he has the same halacha, like the kohen gadol, that he could do the avodah the whole year, Ela par Yom Kippurim fi Asira Seifa. Only the special part that's brought in Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol, that only the first Kohen Gadol could bring, and not the second one. And the same thing, the special Korban Mincha, the Chavitin, that's brought every single day, half Baboike, half Erev, that's only brought by the Kohen that's Mishamish, and not the Kohen that's Shovar. But our Tana holds that this Kohen that's Shovar can still bring Kabonis. There's a man the Yomer that says no, then Mishum Eivu, we do not let him do the Avodah. Now, Zev is there, Shovim, Bavodah, Yom Kippurim. The rest of the Avodahs that are done on Yom Kippur, even a Kohen Shovar could also do the Avodah. Or Mitzvah Alav Sula, even a Kohen Shovar also has the Mitzvah, only to marry a Besula. The Yasurun Alamoni is also to marry an Amono. The Yenimitam Berkaveim. And if one of the Kroivim, the father, mother, sister, brother, dies, they cannot touch them. They're not allowed to be Metam Alamasim. Even so wrong Kroivim, like a regular Kohen Gadol. V'loi Purim. They do not rip their clothing. And they cannot Purim means let the hair grow long. They have to take the regular haircut. Or Ma'achzir V'nesrotzeach. If either one of these Kohanim die, they're both considered like a Kohen Gadol, and either one of them dies, they free the Rotzeach from the Aron Miklat. But this halacha is, if you kill somebody b'shegig, you have to go to the Aron Miklat and you have to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. So even a Kohen Sha'avar, he's also considered a Kohen Gadol. Mishnah Hey, Kohen Gadol Poire Milamata. By a Kohen Gadol, if one of his Kroivim die, so he has to rise Kri, he rips his begodim, but not on top like a normal person, but on the bottom of the begodim. V'yehedyit Milmala, but a regular Kohen, a regular person, he has to rip on the top of his clothing. Now exactly what does Milmala and Lamata mean? It's the Machlokes the Gemara Rav and Shmuel, whether does Milmata mean just underneath the top rim, does it mean no, all the way mamish on the bottom of the begit. Now Kohen Gadol Matriv Oinein V'li Oichel. A Kohen Gadol, even though his father just died, and before the Kfur is an Oinein, still he's allowed to bring the Korban. But V'li Oichel, he cannot eat Kachim. But a regular Kohen, he cannot even bring a Korban, Peshas, he's an Einain, before the Kfura. Mishnah Vav, Kol HaTodir Mechaver, anything that's Todir happens more often, like the Korban HaTomit, that happens every single day. Kol HaTodir Mechaver, Koidim Eschaver, that comes first. Like on Yom Tovim, the first Korban you bring is the Korban HaTomit, because that comes every single day, and then you bring the special Korbanos for the Yom. For Kol HaMakudish Mechaveri, anything that's more Makudish, like the Kohens, more Makudish than Yisrael, Kohidim Mechaveri, he goes first. We always have to let a Kohen speak first, or eat first. He always takes the Mona first, because he has more Kedusha. Par HaMashiach, or Par HaEido Imdim, let's say both the Kohen Gadol did an Avera that he has to bring a Par for, the same thing the Bezna Gadol Paskin wrong on a different type of a Chet, then the Tziva has to bring their Korban. And the Sukha Bonos are now in front of us in the Beis HaMikdash. Which one is brought first? So the Mishnah says, Par HaMashiach Kodim. We dash from Sukkim that says, Brishoino, that this Par comes first. The Par Eido B'chol Maisa. All the actions, all that krov of it, first you bring the Par of the Kohen Gadol, and then you bring the Par of the Tzibur. And even though really the Tzibur is more Makudush, it's a Tzibur, it's more than a Yochid, still here to Gezeras HaKosiv, the Par of the Kohen Gadol comes first. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'ish Kodim Le'isha L'Hachiyos. Let's say you see a man drowning in the water, or you see a lady drowning, and you can only save one of them. So Lachor is supposed to save a man first, and then try and save the lady. And the same thing, if they lost something, and you can only return one, you have to work to return the man's before you return the lady's. And the Rambam says the reason is, because the man is mechuyev in Taryag Mitzvahs, but Shenken Anisha, she's potter for Mitzvahs Aseh Shizman Gerama. So since they're not mechuyev in all the Mitzvahs, they have less of a kedusha. Now, by isha koydemas leish lechsus uliyotzim beis hashavi. Let's say they're very poor. You have a poor man and a poor lady. They don't have enough money to buy clothing. Then you have to clothe the lady first. Give her money first to buy clothing, because it's a big embarrassment for a lady to remain undressed than a man. Beis hashav. Let's say they're captured by the goyim. So we know a lady has more to be worried about. They'll live with her. They'll be mezana with her. So we have to redeem the lady first. But what's going to be bizman sheshneim oimdim lekokolo? Let's say you know for sure the goyim want to live now with both, with the man and the lady. They want to have mishkav zocher with the man, and they want to have zuz with the lady. Then oish koydim lisha. Then there's a chiyuv to redeem the man first, because there's a bigger embarrassment, like the man is not used to having mishkav zocher. So then it's a bigger embarrassment than the lady that they're going to live with a kedarka. So she's used to living with her own husband. True, here she's being forced by a guy, but it's a bigger busha for man. Therefore, you're supposed to save the man before the lady. Mishnah Ches. Kohen Kodem Levi. When it's negated to giving cover, to respect, or to saving, you have to save a Kohen before you save a Levi. Same thing, Levi Yisrael, because they have more Kedusha. And Yisrael comes before Lamamzer. Yisrael comes before a Mamzer. Mamzer Lanosin. The Mamzer comes before a Nosin. Vinosin Lager. Nosin comes before a Ger. The Mor says, because he was brought up between amongst the Jews before a Ger was. The Ger comes before Lievid Meshucher. Because Nevid Kanani, even though now that he's free, is also like a Jew, but he had a curse upon him. When he was Nevid Kanani, he had the curse of Neach. Therefore, he has less Kedusha than a regular Ger. Hey, Messiah, when was this said that the Kohen, the Levi Yisrael, comes first? Vizman Shekulim Shovim. When they both have the same amount of knowledge in Torah. Avlam Ho, Yomamzeh Talmud Chochem. Let's say even the Mamzeh, he was a Talmud Chochem. For Kohen Godel Amoritz, and the Kohen Godel is only an Amoritz, does not know as much Torah. As the Mamzeh knows, then Mamzeh Talmud Chochem Kohedim. You have to give him respect, you have to be Master of Avedah, save him first. La Kohen Godel Amoritz. Rather than the Kohen Godol, that's an Amoritz. The Pasuk says, Yikori Mepnima, and we darshin Yikori Atura, that the Torah is more choshev, the Kohen Godol, Shnitzel Zafayel Lefnim. Therefore, the Ika Chshivas is the Talmud Chochem. On the Tzadet, they're both Shava, then we have our Mishnah, who comes first, the Levi, a Kohen, Levi Yisrael, Mamzer, Nosin, Ger, Ever Mishucher. Now, the famous question that Achreinim ask is, we know the Gemara says all over, that you can't kill somebody to save your life. If a guy says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, you have no right to kill somebody else. These are from the Gimel Averis that are Yehorak V'al Yavar. And the Gemara says the reason is because my chaz is the dom of the doch sum ketfei, who said your blood is redder than your friend. In other words, you want to kill your friend in order to save your life. Who said you're more choshev than your friend? Maybe your friend's nisham is more choshev than you are. That's what the Gemara says all over. It's in Hedron Avodah Zarah. Ksubis, the question is here, the Mishnah says no, that there is a chashivas. We know who's more chashiv. A man comes before a lady, a kohen before a levi before Yisrael. We have a said here, who's more chashiv? So why do we always say the svara, my chazis? The Chorin of Achorim once answered, the pshat is that true? Min astam, stam to save one of the two. Were you not doing any averis? It's only a question, which mitzvah should you do first? Savada, there's chashivas. One neshama could be more chashiv than the other one. No, but the other question is, you want to have a heter to kill somebody. Like you want to have a heter to do the aver of killing. You want to kill somebody. So before you kill somebody, you have to have a big heter. See, here the Gemara says no, that my chazas, who said your neshama is more redder than the other one, and that should give you a right to do the aver of killing. To do an aver, you're not more redder. You have no right. That will give you heter to do the aver. Then we say no, his neshama is chashiv, your neshama is chashiv, therefore that should be shevi atasei, and do not do the maisa hariga. Hardun alecho, besechta hurrius, aslikam besechta seda nezikim.